The History of the Peloponnesian War by the Greek writer Thucydides, who lived from about 460 to about 395 BC, marks a decisive turning point in our traditions of telling stories about the past, so much so that it has often been heralded by David Hume, among many others, as the first real historian. His distinctively modern voice has exercised an important influence on a wide range of Western intellectuals, from Machiavelli and Hobbes, among many others, to contemporary thinkers like Robert Kaplan. His importance stems from at least three major innovations. First, Thucydides insists that historical narratives must rest on empirical evidence which has been verified, rather than on fables or ancient stories. He is especially contemptuous of earlier accounts of the past, which incorporate legends, folk tales, and traditional myths, and present the results as a true account. Second, he repeatedly stresses that historical events on a national level are driven by human decisions, which are arrived at for very human reasons. Hence, locating the causes of historical events in divine plans or oracles or some other supernatural source, as Homer and Herodotus routinely do, is absurd. And third, the root cause of historical events is human nature itself, which is characterized by two overriding and ineradicable forces, a desire for power and a fear of other people's power. His analytical method is thus thoroughly secular and reductive. To understand a historical event, we must understand how the human beings involved behaved and why, and that means we must attend to the realities of power and fear. This position does not necessarily make Thucydides a cynic. His work presents a very pessimistic, tragic vision, not merely of the civil war among the Greek city-states, which lasted from 413 to 404 BC, but also of the future course of human history. Since human nature drives historical events, and since human nature does not change, the events he is describing will happen again and again. Hence, in his most famous sentence, he can confidently claim, "But those who want to look into the truth of what was done in the past, which given the human condition will recur in the future, either in the same fashion or nearly so, those readers will find this history valuable enough," an assertion which has turned out to be all too prescient, given that Thucydides' vision is frequently invoked to illuminate any number of modern wars, from Vietnam to Iraq. However, the power of Thucydides' account arises not just from his vision of history, but also from his style. His work is, like so many Greek stories, intensely dramatic, highlighting the human speeches and debates before crucial and frequently disastrous events. These keep alive before us his central claim that basic human emotions drive historical events, and they also bring immediacy to the narrative. He organizes events so as to emphasize the grinding ironies of civil war. For example, the graphic description of the horrific plague in Athens comes immediately after the speech in which Pericles pays tribute to the finest qualities of the city. And the long account of the Sicilian expedition, the height of Athenian imperial folly, follows closely on his account of events at Melos, where Athenian self-centered cruelty is most obviously on display. He also pays particular attention to the ways in which traditional restraints are totally ineffectual when war unleashes human passions. His remarks on the language of traditional morality are especially telling. Indeed, an important theme running through the book is the way in which war, and particularly civil war, creates conditions in which what is most worthwhile in human life is placed inexorably in jeopardy, because in warfare, the most selfish and brutal events of human life inevitably become the ruling principles. Moreover, as many people have noted, the entire narrative is structured very much like a dramatic tragedy, with the growth of Athenian power at the start, leading to an unchecked desire for power and a self-defeating and self-serving arrogance, which culminates in the final events of the Sicilian expedition, with a few remnants of the proud, impressive, and ambitious Athenian force dying wretchedly in a quarry. Thucydides lived through the war in which he was an Athenian general, until he was sent into exile as a scapegoat for a defeat. and he witnessed firsthand its effect on traditional Greek culture. Hence, we can see his account as trying to lay a more rational, empirical groundwork for understanding the past. His history is part of that concerted effort, which included Socrates, Euripides, and later Plato, to reorient Greek thinking away from old myths and traditional stories, which had failed to hold Greek culture together, and to promote a new and more rational language for discussing old concerns. If he did not live to complete his history, he left us one of the greatest and most brilliant and influential works from our classical traditions.